is playing in person. Tuesday morning, LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in person is a show that is getting driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department of Person County. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, Rob, good morning to you and all the listeners.
Now, LeBron, you know what? Fishing season is upon us for sure. You got a crappie tournament planned in the near future, correct?
That is correct, Rob. Excuse me. So, as always, you know, we have the bass tournaments every second Saturday, March through June. So now we also have incorporated our crappie tournaments. The first crappie tournament is going to be the third Saturday, March the 20th, which is the first day of spring. It's going to be the third Saturday in March and the third Saturday in April. I know a lot of guys have been asking, you know, when are we going to do it? We even added one. This year we usually only do one crappie tournament for the spring. So we only usually do one for the spring. So now we're going to do two. So again, the first crappie tournament of the year is going to be March the 20th, which is the first day of spring. And the second one is going to be, April, I think it's April the 17th. They're both on the third Saturday. So, bass tournaments on the second Saturdays and crappie tournaments on the third Saturday, March and April. We're not going to do a crappie tournament in May because, you know, talking to some of the crappie guys, some of them I've been told that May is a little too late for crappie, but it's okay for bass. But they got it to a T, Rob. I promise you they do. But needless to say, March the 20th is the first crappie tournament and April the 17th.
That's right. 336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo Park to get registered. Stop by 1013 Neal Store Road. Now, one neat thing about the crappie fishing tournament versus the bass fishing tournament, with the crappie fishing, you can have five people per vessel, so you can make it a little family outing, so to speak. Yep. And if you get lucky enough, you can bring home some cash money.
Yep, that is correct, Rob. Unlike the bass tournament, you know, the bass tournament, you can only have two people on your boat, you and your partner. But versus the crappie tournament, Rob, you can have up to five people on your boat. And it's a lot cheaper. It's just $25 to enter the crappie tournament, and it's $10 for the big fish still. But yes, you can have up to five people. And it's interesting, Rob, because it's just amazing to see some of them guys out there on the crappie boats that have just say one person on the boat or two people on the boat, but it ended up being 10 to 15. I've seen 10 to 15 rods for that one person out there.
Oh, so, really?
Yes, you can do that with a crappie boat. That's definitely a big no-no for the bass fishing. So that's one amazing. It's a little bit different or whatever. It's a little more fun, or, you know, it's not as competitive. I mean, it is competitive, but and more or less competitive within each other, Rob, but it's a little less competitive to the bass tournament. Those guys that's fishing the crappie tournaments, they're very serious about their fishing, but they know when they like the bass. They're apples and oranges. That's just the best way to explain it to you, Rob. So if you don't know what I mean by that, come to the bass weigh-in at 3 o'clock on the second Saturdays, and you can come to the crappie weigh-ins at 12 o'clock, and you'll definitely see what I'm saying is apples and oranges and everything from those guys and how they fish and how we weigh in and everything. But needless to say, our bass tournament, Miss Robs, are every second Saturday, March through June, and our crappie tournaments are every third Saturday, March and April. For more information, just give me a call to get registered, to get your name on the books, or whatever the case may be for either tournament. Give me a call at 597-7806.
We'll be back with more Playing in Person coming up in a few minutes with LeBron Street. It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here with us. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. LeBron, you said something about group fitness.
That is correct, Rob. We did have our first group fitness class to start up yesterday. So if anybody interested, it's never too late to, you know, try to keep up with your New Year's resolution or just to get fit in general. We did start the first group fitness yesterday on March the 1st, and I'm pretty sure, Rob, we still have room for you. So if you're interested in doing group fitness, please give us a call at 597-1755 to get signed up for the upcoming classes of group fitness.
You can also log on to personcounty.net for more information. Now, LeBron, a few weeks ago, and it may have even been last week, we mentioned the Couch to 5K.
Yes.
Is that still going on?
Rob, if I'm not mistaken, I do believe that the registration ended in the last week of February 26th, if I'm not mistaken. However, I'm pretty sure we may be able to still squeeze somebody in, Rob. And what Rob is referring to, the Couch to 5K, is a program that's sponsored by the Parks and Recreation Department, where basically we get you up off of that couch and get you training for a 5K that's held in May, I believe. And a 5K is 3.1 miles, so we do baby steps. We start, you know, just walking around the track, maybe one lap this week and two laps next week, and eventually, you know, you'll get yourself up being prepared, because around the track at Huck Sandsbury is right at four laps, and that equals 1 mile. I believe most track standards are at four laps. So needless to say, just starting off baby step, getting you up off that couch and preparing you for the 5K. But just call 597-1755 to see if we can squeeze you in, if we can still have still taking on people, because the registration did end, I do believe, in the last week in February. But just give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to accommodate you.
336-597-1755 is the phone number to Hucks Sandsbury's office of the Parks and Rec Department, which that is the main office. If you need to call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex there at the Kirby Gallery, they're open weekdays 1 to 5, actually Tuesday through Friday 1 to 5, and then Saturdays 10 to 4. That number is 336-597-1709. Or you can head by Mayo Park. They're open right now on limited services basis Monday through Friday. It won't be long before they'll be there actually 7 days a week.
That's correct.
336-597-7806. 1013 Neal Store Road is the address. And with them having limited services, camping is still available on weekends at Mayo Park. The only thing, you need to check in before 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And that Mayo Park, they have disc golf, horseshoe pits, a nature trail. They can rent you a canoe, a kayak, paddle boards. Also, they have modern bathroom facilities, playground equipment, cabins for rent, or if you want to rough it, so to speak.
That's correct.
They have tent spots.
That's correct.
Now, the cabins are heated and air-conditioned, but they do not have bathrooms, but they are close by, you know, the bathrooms. So, for more information, log on to PersonCounty.net, click on the Mayo portion of the website, or you can call 336-597-7806 or stop in person 9 to 5 weekdays at Mayo Park, 1013 Neal Store Road, for more information.